So as far as that role is concerned, we had the mayor in yesterday, and my understanding was that there was a list of requests that was brought to him. First of all, tell me what has been set up here since Friday and the reason for this location, and what can you tell me?
Okay, so we were forced out of the place that we were over across the tracks off of Church Street. So just past the OATC and the bridge, the new center. It's privately owned and owned by CP Rail. So we were in Hawkins Cheese Factory. I can't, 4% of the populace, of any populace, is radical. So, you know, you've got people that are out here, homeless people are just the same. A third of them are medically lost, where I can't really have a control over that. Some of them have mental issues, stability issues, and they have no one there to tell them when to take their medication or to pick up their medication. Number two, you've got people out here that are running from something, whether it be the police, the family, whoever it is. And then you've got the rest of us out here that, you know, we've chose to be out here. I was a PSW that was working out here, helping people up in Durham one day a week. And then it was 2 days a week volunteering. And I just was like, why am I not out here all the time? Mm-hmm. So when I came back to Belleville, it was kind of easy to just slide back into that. And Belleville's problem is that we are a city that we're the closest big city to Napanee. And that's where all the released prisoner people get released here in Belleville. And now we have women getting released here that were just recently jailed, and they get lost here in the system and they can't find a way back to where they were, you know, and nobody seems to care. And that's not all of the populace of the homeless people or the helpless. We're here because we were originally picketing over here. So Wednesday we started the protest, I guess. Friday, a good friend of ours, Phyllis, started the protest, but Saturday, the Parks and Rec people came to me and asked if we would kindly move across to the parking lot. I got this far, and Chris said that it was okay to stay here, so I just thought, you know what?
Who's Chris?
He's with the Parks and Rec. So, you know, again, I didn't ask anybody to come here with me. I came here, and people followed down. I can't control, how do you put it? Phyllis wanted me to make it so that nobody was smoking drugs. I can't control people. If I could, wouldn't I be rich? You know, and I can only control myself. I can give people, some advice. I can lead them into a place where I think is going to take us to good places, but at the end of the day, she doesn't support that. I believe that people shouldn't be having to walk across the road to go and do something that they're already doing and people already know they're doing it. They do a good job of hiding it for the most part. Some of them don't. I can't control that. Being over here was difficult, but it was right out in the spots. Like we were getting noticed without having to do anything too drastic. Yesterday, we were given notice to be out of here by 8 a.m. My plan is to just go to the next corner. And then when I get asked to leave there, I'm going to go to the next corner. And then I'm just going to keep cornering around until I get an answer. All we want is a piece of land or a piece of property that we will sign on, pay tax. We'll pay whatever we need to just be able to not have to push our carts around. Put down something stable. I'm willing to talk to people and get them to understand that, you know, we're not all bad. We're not all out doing drugs and drinking. We're not that stereotype. Some of these people have real problems just like everybody else. And the drug problems here in Belleville are real. And if it was anyone in their own home, behind their four walls, it wouldn't be as noticed. We don't have four walls around us. The city is our four walls.
Are you currently unhoused, Mom?
Yes, I am. And I'm unhoused because I was put in housing grouped with a roommate that 6 weeks later was arrested and put in jail. I wasn't allowed to take him off the mortgage or off the lease and put someone else on. So that put me behind. I couldn't afford to pay the extra $500. If they'd allowed us to group together with the people that we naturally group with, I think that it might have ended up different. But at the end of the day, the people that owned the building and the superintendent knew who we were, and they stereotyped us, and they wanted us out.
I want to play devil's advocate, and I'd ask you to bear with me that I'm just messenger, not the, the message. You know, people don't like having extreme drugs in their city center. There's concern about that. I think people can have two beliefs at once, and one of those is that they have sympathy or empathy for people going through, for some of them, hell on earth. And on the other side, to be able to be in a park or to walk downtown with their children and feel safe. And then you had pointed to the idea that if you have 100 people, 70 may be perfectly harmless, 20 might be erratic, and 10 might be dangerous. So it's not a majority. But if there's one person in there that's extremely dangerous, it makes the whole group something to avoid. So what do you say to those people that are, you know, just wanting to go about their business but are getting upset with what's going on?
Okay, so...
I know that was a lot to throw
out. No, 100%. It was. But look, I can do 10... We could do 10 things that are awesome every day. And then one bad thing happens. And that one bad thing will trump and overshadow those 10 good things that
Fair enough.
Do. Okay? Like this right now. I wasn't late getting started, but I couldn't get other people up, and they have their routines, and I tried, and I had a few people helping me, even like, and then when we want to clean up the garbage and make it look like it did before we got here, is standing here saying don't do that. So then it leaves a look that we just got up and left all our garbage, when in fact we wanted to clean it up, and he's sitting there telling my people just to stop, don't get near the machinery, don't do this.
So why did he tell you to stop? Do you think they're going to clean it up?
They're for sure going to clean it up, but they also want people to see that this is the mess we leave behind, the idea that this is what we do. Okay, and yes, in the past, people have. Yes, I'm trying to instill in people, in homeless people, that look, just because someone has a stigma or someone thinks something doesn't mean that we can't change that opinion. Okay, and all I can, like, don't strike back, you know, strike a pose. So instead of throwing profanities back at something, a negative and a negative, it's not going to get you anywhere. I'm all about positivity. I'm all about moving forward. We had a lot of deaths, you know, 2 years ago, and that's my family. If that had been 15-year-old children that were from well-to-do families dying, they would have been investigated a lot sooner. You know, it took me going to the media, doing an interview, and saying, look, there's a difference between trank drugs and fentanyl. Trank drugs are meant for rhinoceros and for horses and for elephants. And then someone has disguised that as fentanyl, and there's no fentanyl in it, and people are smoking it. If you have a breathing problem, a heart problem, it slows it down so much, and then you're gone.
What are the drugs that are being done, and what are the concerns? Because I think for a lot of people, they hear the terms meth or fentanyl or crack or whatever. Tell us the truth. What is going on, and what are the concerns in the unhoused community about the drugs?
Okay, so I mean, fentanyl is a horrible drug. Fentanyl is a pain reliever. Okay, they use it in hospitals. When people started using them at first, it was they came in patches, and they would cut the patches, and they would put pieces on themselves, or they would suck on the patches, you know, like a tab of acid. Now you can get it in powder form, and there's grades of it that they can give you. Okay, and so
it's the strength of the dosage.
So and they call that down. Okay, because it brings you way down. Trank is, it looks exactly the same, but the effects of it are, when you see someone passed out completely, they're not nodding, they're out, that is a trank drug. And we know about this because we know that there was a facility that was robbed of an entire skid of trank.
And locally?
I don't know if it was locally. I don't have that information, but you know, when we saw the differences, like as a PSW, I noticed it. And the first day, like 6 people went down just like that. And like, it was hard to bring them back, like 45 minutes, you know, like that's not, there's 2 Narcans in a Narcan kit for a reason. That's the maximum you're supposed to use. And you're supposed to wait for someone's heart to stop and for breathing to alter before you use a nasal, right? And I'm telling you, you want to make sure that you're right in it, because that person's going to wake up rather mad because they just spent the money to get high and now someone's taking it away from them. And I can understand that. I don't think it's right. I don't think fentanyl should be out there, but I'm just one person. I think that when it comes to pain relief, that there is other drugs that we could be offering people for that out here. That is sometimes it's just about the routine and doing drugs. It's the same with drinking. It's the same with eating. It's the same with going to the casino. It's all of it. It's an addiction. And sometimes people have to just get a change in their routine. Pushing people out to farther borders that's not going to change people's routines. You're putting them farther apart, and you're making it more difficult for response teams to get to them. There's also problems within the response. You know, I go to the hospital, they see that where I'm picked up from or where my boyfriend's picked up from, and immediately I'm ridiculed. Like, it's slower response.
Well, so. And that brings me to my next question to you, because say there's, let 100's a nice round number, 100 people in a group, I'm talking to you and I'm asking you to comment on 100 different habits, 100 different reasons for being out, 100 different symptoms, 100 different mental right. health struggles. So it's not fair to ask you, but people like to categorize, tribalize, lump sure people into groups. And so for somebody doing a 9-to-5, they drive by and they judge everybody. And a week ago, 20 of those people may not have been there, and there's a bunch of new people. Yeah. How difficult is it to just say the word homeless and have all these subcategories and different challenges as a part of it and trying to solve that issue?
Right. For one, we need to remove the word homeless, because we're not homeless. Belleville is our home, right? What needs to happen is that the city needs to, instead of wanting to push us further away, they need to, there needs to be a committee. I've had a lot of loss in the last year, so I've been not where I should be in wanting to help and help move, amend bylaws. And I've seen a change in just the response teams here and how they treat when they see me on the scene.
For the better or for the worse?
For the better.
For the better.
I've seen a change in people. I do believe I can change a room. I can impact a room, you know, without saying a word, because the positive energy is out there. And if you just, I've had to change my life a lot. And I'm not perfect by no means. I'm changing every day. But I see change in these people, in like Chrissy. There's a girl out here that threw down the box of munchies and then she took off, and people have a hard time with her because she'll walk out in the middle of the street and she's throwing profanities and I went and talked to her and she's in a lot of pain. She just wanted her drug of choice, right? And she was being pushed out by the people that she is left with. And she's standing too close to the train tracks. That for us is a very fresh thing. We just lost someone. We just lost 2.
They hit on the tracks, you mean?
Yes. And I think it's because of the down drug, this new batch of whatever they put in it is causing like a euphoric state, I notice, where people are like this, you know? Oh, interview.